Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab 3 stones and a generous spirit. It's time for a story. Today's story is Emma's Gems by Anne Renault. Grandpa Phil does not have to speak or sneeze or laugh for Emma to know he is near. It is the familiar jingle-jangle of the coins in his pockets that always sounds his presence. Emma wants to be just like Grandpa Phil, so she carries coins in her pockets and makes them chime by hopping around like a kangaroo. Emma is always in a good mood when her grandfather comes to visit, but not today. Today, Emma is a grump. Mother made her share her puzzles with her brother Zachary, and Emma does not like sharing anything with anyone.
"Your mom tells me you're in a grisly mood," says Grandpa Phil. "Why don't we take a walk around the neighborhood? It might make you feel better."
So Emma and her grandfather set out together. When Emma and Grandpa Phil reach the grocery store, they notice a man in tattered clothing and worn-out shoes sitting on the ground. As they near him, Grandpa Phil slips his hand into his pocket. Then he bends down in front of the sad-looking man and places coins in his palm.
"I think you may have dropped these,"
Grandpa Phil says softly. Next, Emma watches her grandfather take a small stone from his right pocket and drop it into his left. Then the two continue on their way. When Emma and Grandpa Phil reach the park, they sit on a bench and giggle at the squirrels scampering in the trees. Just as they are about to move on, Grandpa Phil kneels down and gently turns over a beetle that is on its back, struggling to right itself.
"There you go, little fellow,"
he says as he sets the beetle back onto its feet. Next, Emma watches her grandfather take another small stone from his right pocket and drop it into his left. Then the two continue on their way. When Emma and Grandpa Phil reach the playground, they play hide-and-seek in the maze of tunnels. Then they leave their handprints and footprints in the giant sandbox. Just as they are about to move on, Grandpa Phil picks up the empty bottles and cans that litter the ground and deposits them into the recycling bin. Next, Emma watches her grandfather take a third small stone from his right pocket and drop it into his left.
"Why do you carry stones in your pockets?" Emma asks finally, crinkling her eyebrows.
"Oh, but these are no ordinary stones. These are my generosity gems," says Grandpa Phil, as he slips his hand into his pocket and pulls out all 3 stones. "My gems remind me that every day brings new opportunities to do things for others. The gray one reminds me to share with a person. The brown one reminds me to help an animal. And the white one reminds me to take care of the environment. Every day I do my best to make them travel from my right pocket into my left with 3 acts of kindness."
When they return home, Emma goes to her bedroom to get her treasure box, where she keeps her bead collection. After choosing a purple, a pink, and a green bead, she drops them into the right pocket of her overalls. First, Emma walks around her house and turns off all the lights that do not need to be on. Plop, goes the pink bead into her left pocket. Next, Emma cleans Jelly Bean's litter box without even being asked. Plop, goes the purple bead into her left pocket. Finally,
Emma places her favorite teddy bear on her brother's pillow. Plop goes the green bead into her left pocket. That night before bed, Emma drops a few more coins into her pockets so she can make them chime by hopping around like a kangaroo. Then she slips her 3 generosity gems back into her right pocket. Now she is ready for tomorrow, just like Grandpa Phil. As soon as I finished reading this story, I did exactly what Emma did. I went looking for 3 beautiful stones. I decided to use 3 small rocks I found outside. And I put them right away into my pocket. They're actually in my pocket right now. This is something that you can do as well. Each day, we have the opportunity to bring joy to people's lives, to help animals, even little insects, and to take care of the planet because it is our home. What will you do today with your 3 stones? I'd love to hear some of the things you decide to do. Send me a message and let me know how your stones travel from your right pocket to your left. Thank you to Anne Renault for sharing this story with us. The English language version is published by Peanut Butter Press, and there's a French version, the original. I'll post links to both versions on my Facebook page and Instagram. And of course, thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next week.